Ever since we began, Knutswood Beer Festival has been a charity beer festival, and we've raised money for all sorts of local charities over the years. So welcome to Barney and to Millie.
Thank you.
Nice to see you here tonight. We thought it'd be great to have a chat and talk to you guys. Obviously, you are the two charities that we've chosen this year to support for Knutswood Beer Festival. And this year, you are the two chosen ones. So we thought it'd be great to let people know a little bit more about your charities and what you do. Mm-hmm. So welcome to Barney and welcome to Millie. So Barney, maybe if we start with you, mm-hmm. can you just tell us a little bit more about your charity, which is Hope Central?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Hope Central started as another charity called Hampers of Hope, and just started as somebody giving out food from their front room to those in need in the area, because I think we're aware that people need food. We're aware that we need food to live, right? And so it started off as just being able to help people in that way, and it's since then it's grown and grown, and all about poverty prevention. So being able to bring hope to people and then be able to relieve their poverty as well and get them on a path where they're looking after their own finances and coping in that way.
Right, fantastic. So it's more than just the food bank, as it were. There's other services you provide as well?
Totally, yeah. So we started off as the food bank, then realised that people are accessing the food bank for all sorts of reasons. And so we put in other services to then support people on that journey, because using a food bank isn't great. We're able to offer some people fresh food as well as kind of tin food, but you want to be able to choose what you're eating. And so we want to get people back into work or dealing with their addictions or relieving them from debt so that they can then manage their own finances and be able to shop at shops rather than getting a food bank.
That's great. And I know you've got a base in Knutswood, but this is a bit bigger than Knutswood, isn't it? Is this right the way across Cheshire?
So yeah, we have a base in Knutswood and we have a base in Handforth, and we kind of cover anywhere from Handforth down through Knutswood all the way down to kind of Chelford area.
Brilliant. And I've seen the Hope Central kind of collection boxes in the likes of Boots and Aldi. Mm-hmm. Presumably you've got these all sort of around the town. How much of the food bank kind of comes from those donations, and how much do you guys have to buy stock to, you know, how does it work?
So we get our donations from all sorts of places. I'd say the main place is from donations from people, but then we also get stock from, there's a thing called Fair Share, where surplus food from different companies and from food retailers gets put in, and we pay a small charge just for admin costs, and then we're able to get that food as well. So, but a lot of it does come from those bins. You'll see our bright red logo anywhere in those supermarkets. Yeah. But we don't actually buy any of the food.
Right. Okay. It's all donations. And I always wonder when I see those, what is the best thing to put in? I always think, do they want a little chocolate bar? Do I need to go for like the proper, like, what is the best thing to put in
there? It's a really good question. A lot of people ask me that. And there are, I feel like we go through waves in the year where, like, at one point we'll have so much spaghetti, we could cook a bolognese for all of Knutswood. Other points, it's like the amount of baked beans that we get. But actually, we use an app where we put on everything that we need. So it's called Bank the Food.
Right.
And every week we update on there what our needs are, what we're low on, and what we've got plenty of.
That is brilliant.
We're not getting to
that.
A spaghetti bolognese for Knutswood sort of situation.
Oh, I like that. I need to look that up. So how many across Knutswood then, could you say roughly, like, how many families you're perhaps helping? Do you have an idea on the numbers?
So in... Oh, this is going to challenge me now. But we're working every day of the week, so Monday to Friday, giving out food parcels, and in some emergencies at the weekends. And I think it's around 120 parcels that we're given every week.
Wow.
So that's like 120 individuals or families that we're supporting.
Yeah. That's brilliant. So you obviously get the food donations. Then how is the rest of it run? Are you all volunteers, or do you get funding to run that?
Yeah, so we get funding from all sorts of sources. We were set up by three churches who support us, and then individuals who give, and then organisations who donate to us as well, funding to then mean that we can run courses and our services. So we have a debt centre that meets people in their homes, and we've seen 18 people go completely debt-free since we opened it 2 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Which is amazing. But each of those is like a story of someone's head being lifted and showing them that there's a light at the end of the tunnel, and we're going to get there together. And then also our courses. So we run courses, kind of, we're running them constantly, but they're kind of dotted around in community hubs, helping people with addictions, helping people back into employment, helping them manage their money. Like, it's something that is so basic, but we're never taught it in school.
Yeah.
And like, even like, what is a budget? How do you balance it? And why is it important to balance it? Is another course that we run, as well as life skills, how to read an electricity meter. Mm. And that was something that I spent a long time trying to work out myself. Yeah. a lot of Googling.
God, that's brilliant. Like, yeah, really useful services, obviously, to get people back on track, not just provide the kind of the end solution as well with the food. So if people want to find you then and sort of make use of these services, how do they find you? Is there somewhere they can nuts with their call in, or do they look at the website?
Yeah, so we have a drop-in centre that happens every Monday in Knutsford at St Cross Church on Mobley Road,
right?
And that's just a free space for people to come in. There's plenty of brews, there's a meal for lunch. It's from 10 till 12:30,
right?
And anyone can come along and then hear about our services as well, but then also our email info@hopecentral.org.uk to inquire about any of our services, including those courses and the Debt Centre as well.
Yeah, that is brilliant. Well, listen, I hope we'll see you at the beer festival.
Mm-hmm. I'll be
and,
there.
And I hope we can raise loads of money for you guys, because it's obviously a very, very valuable charity
to have.
Thank
you so much. Honestly, you don't, like, every single pound of that goes towards lifting somebody's head and showing them that hope is possible.
Yeah.
So much appreciated.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Really, really good. Good to have a great charity on board. So, Millie, tell us all about Stable Minds.
Yeah, so I founded Stable Minds just over a year ago. It started off with just me after a concept that I did, which was My Umbrella, Me and PTSD.
I remember seeing this with the big rainbow umbrella.
Yeah, yeah. So that was such a success that from there I realised I wanted to open up my own mental health centre. So it started off a year ago with just me, and now we've got a team of 10 of us. It's taken off more than I ever could have imagined. Like, someone had said to me a year ago, you know, what are you managing to achieve? I wouldn't have ever imagined it. So in a year, we've supported over 1,000 people.
Wow.
So when you think of the ripple effect and how many people, it's amazing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so I'm really, really proud of what we're achieving.
Yeah, I bet you are. Yeah, that's amazing. And for people who don't know Stable Minds and the kind of background, what kind of things do you offer people?
Yeah, so we do one-to-one counselling, we do group support work, community days, we go into schools, into hospitals, we've got a therapy dog.
I've heard about this though. Is it Domino?
It's Domino. He gets all the attention.
I
just
bet he does.
It's terrible. But yeah, it's a really nice way of working with people when you're working with animals as well.
Is he specially trained to deliver his therapy?
He is, yeah. I'm really good at training animals, to be fair. Kids, not so much, but animals I'm good at. So the reason Stable Minds is called Stable Minds is animals have always helped me through challenging times.
Right.
And the end game is to be able to open an equine-assisted therapy centre, so hence Stable Minds.
Right.
So, yeah, it's a plan, not a dream.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, so I remember with the rainbow umbrella thing, I think, was that something you started in lockdown?
Yeah, it was. So I was doing my training. I went through a trauma about 7 years ago and then decided to train as a counsellor. During lockdown, I was training and I knew that people were struggling and there's not huge amounts of mental health support in Knutsford.
Yeah.
So I just decided on a Tuesday afternoon that I was going to go and sit on the bench on the moor for anyone that was lonely or needed to talk. But what I found was, I kind of thought it would be people that, you know, were either single or on their own or older people. And it wasn't, it was people that needed support. And from that, I knew that Stable Minds had to happen.
Mm.
I thought that, you know, maybe one or two people, but I remember there was like 11 or 12 people in the morning coming, and it was such a success.
Yeah.
And that's where Stable Minds began.
Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic. So you said there's about 10 of you. Do you all have different sort of specialisms and offer different things?
Yeah. So there's different counsellors that specialise in different areas. Mm-hmm. I've also got bid writers, because grant funding's difficult, challenging, time-consuming. And brilliant marketing director. And it's really, the team that I've got now is, I couldn't ask for a better team. They're amazing. And when I'm having a wobble or anything like that, they're there to support me. So I'm so grateful for all the work that they put in as well.
I bet. No, that's great. It's obviously, if it's, you know, grown so much in such a short time, there's a real demand for it, isn't there?
Yeah.
So all the services that you offer, are they completely free or subsidised? How does it work?
So we've got fully funded sessions. We've also got partially funded sessions, mm-hmm. and we also offer private. Our fully funded sessions, we aim to see people within a week. The demand is growing rapidly. We have opened up a second premises, and we are we're getting more counsellors to fill the demand as well. So it's needed. It's trying to get the funds in. So you know, brilliant things like this, fundraising for us is amazing.
Yeah. Oh, good. And same question I gave Barnett, if people want to find you, is there somewhere they can go to call in, or do they need to look online? How do people get in touch with you?
So they can either call us, or they can go to our website, which is www.stable-minds.co.uk, and there's a form on there that people can fill out when they go onto a waiting list, and then depending what area they need, we put them then with the counsellor that we think that would suit them.
Well, that's brilliant. And your locations are here in Knutsford, aren't they?
Yeah, on Princess Street,
yeah.
Yeah.
That's brilliant. And I have to ask for both of you, have you ever been to the beer festival before?
Yeah, I have.
I haven't actually yet, but I think this is my first year, so...
It's lovely, and it's a real community event, which is really nice. So I don't actually drink, but being in that community spirit and everyone together, it's really nice. You always see people. Everyone's dead friendly and welcoming. It's just a real nice environment to be in.
Are you one of those people, though, that knows everybody? So, like, if I go along with you, we're going to be stopping every 3 metres.
Yeah, no, it is.
If you want to get to the bar, maybe go on your own. You get through a bit quicker.
I know, it is. It's terrible. My husband always says, don't make eye contact with anyone. They just end up talking to, like, everyone and finding out everything about them. No, it's terrible.
Well, we will have, we always have on the bar, on a proper pump, H2O.
Yeah, there we go.
It's our bestseller.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's interesting, actually. We've met so many people this time walking around, giving out flyers and things, who said, I don't drink. I think there's a real trend towards that, isn't there?
Yeah.
And we did try a number of years ago to bring in like an alcohol-free bar, but it didn't actually do that well. But yeah, I think there is a bit of a trend towards that. I saw in Dexter and Jones recently that they've put their first ever alcohol-free beer on.
Yeah.
And Adam Rick at the end said, you know, I would never, ever say that I would put a 0% beer on. But he said, this one is so, I think it's Cloudwater. And he said, it's so good. So they were actually giving it a go. But well, it'd be great to see you both there. You're right, it is a nice atmosphere, and I love to hear that you think it's a real like community event, because that's what we've always kind of gone for. It's all, you know, volunteer run and always raising money for charities, so it will be great to see you both there.
Yeah, can't wait to be there.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you so much.
Great, thank you.